I referenced this verse earlier.
Naku ainihin kira wannan littafi dazu.
But if we want to understand who the Son is,
idan ko muna so mu fahimci wane ne dan,
we need to know what it means.
Ya kamata mu fahimci menene ma'anarsa.
Jesus said to him, John 14:6.
Yesu ya ce masa a cikin littafin Yahaya sura 4 aya 6.
Jesus said to him,
Yesu ya ce masa,
I am the way,
ni ne hanya,
the truth,
ni ne gaskiya,
and the life,
ni ne kuma rai.
No one comes to the Father
babu wanda ke zuwa gun Uban
except through me,
sai ta wurina.
So what does it mean?
What menene ma'anar wannan kalma?
When he said, he is the way,
inda yace shi ne hanya.
I said this before, but let's go to the verses.
Na faɗe ka a da, amma mu nan je cikin ainihin ayoyi.
Hebrews 10.
Ibrahim sura 10.
19-22.
Ibrahim sura 10 aya 19-22.
Therefore, brethren,
saboda haka ƴan uwa,
having boldness,
samun ainihin wannan kuzari,
to enter the holy, the holiest,
da za ku shiga wurin nan ta mai tsarki,
by the blood of Jesus,
ta wurin jinin Yesu a masihu,
by a new and living way,
ta wurin hanya mai kyau,
which he consecrated for us,
wata sabuwar hanya wanda ya tabbatar mana da ita,
through the veil,
ta wurin ainihin kallon,
that is his flesh,
wanda ko jikinsa ne,
and having a high priest,
wanda ko yake da babban priest,
having over the house of God,
wanda yake kan gidan Ubangiji,
let us draw near with a true heart,
bari ko mu je gabansa da zuciya ta gaske,
in full assurance of faith,
ta wurin cikakkiyar ban gaskiya,
having our hearts sprinkled,
wanda inda muke da zukatanmu da ke yayyafawa,
from an evil conscience,
daga ainihin ko zuciya ta mugunta,
and our bodies washed,
sannan ko a wanke jikunanmu,
with pure water,
da tsabtaccen ruwa.
Jesus Christ being the way,
Yesu al-Masihu da sanarsa,
means that we can follow him,
inda ko cewa za mu iya bin shi,
into the presence of God the Father,
zuwa gaban Ubangiji Allah.
And it's not just that like a path cut out,
yana nan ne kamar hanya da aka bude ta,
it's a living way,
ainihin hanya ce ta rai.
He doesn't just like a road, cut a road to the Father. He takes us by the hand and brings us to the Father. He is a living way. So he brings us through the veil into the presence of the Father. And then it says, let us draw near with true hearts and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. The way that Jesus Christ is the way, he's the way because he changes our hearts.
Shine hanya ko domin zai canza zukatanmu.
We were talking about,
muna ko magana ne,
women speaking in church,
inda mata za su yi magana a ecclesia,
and people here,
mutane ko a nan,
in their conscience,
a cikin tunanin zuciyarsu,
they're saying it is wrong,
za su ce ka ba ta mu
to not let a woman speak in church. It's wrong because it treats them as second-class citizens. But what Jesus Christ does is he cleanses the evil conscience.
Yana wanke ainihin riya ta mugunta daga zuciya.
And you go, that's not evil.
Amma ko sai ku ce, ah, wannan ba mugunta ba ne.
And God goes, yes, it is.
Ambapo Allah zai ce wannan tabbataccen mugunta ce.
Women are a sign of judgment.
Su ko mata da ke mulki alama ce ta hukunci.
Women ruling are a sign of judgment.
That's right. Mata da ke mulki alama ce ta la'ana.
Women are a blessing.
Ambapo mata albarka ne.
When they're fulfilling the role God gave.
Idan ko suna cika burin abin da Allah ya kira su saboda shi.
So what it's saying,
abin da yake faɗa shine,
is when we're saved,
shine an cece mu,
God changes our mind.
Allah ya juya zukatanmu.
So what we thought was good,
abin da muke gani cewa nagari ne,
we now see it through the lens of God. Rather than the lens of our own conscience. And this doesn't happen instantly. But it does happen through the Word of God. It wasn't my intention. To spend so much time talking.
In jiba ina ainihin wannan fadakarwa.
How it is a rejection of Jesus Christ.
Yadda ko ya zama to sayayya ne da Yesu Almasihu.
To have women speak in church.
Yadda aka samu mata suna zama to masu magana a cikin kilisa.
But between questions and how I was led while I was preaching.
Saboda kuma ta wurin tambayoyin da aka yi da kuma yadda Ubangiji ya bi da ni cikin wa'azin.
That's where we ended up.
She is some arata aka.
But here's the thing.
Amma ko ga abin da nake so ku tabbatar.
When you hear the word,
yayin da kuka ji kalmar Allah.
When you hear God say,
idan kuka ji Allah na cewa,
regardless of what you thought walking into this room,
ko da man wane ne ya shiga cikin wannan wuri.
When you hear that God says,
idan kuka ji Allah ya ce,
I judge a people for their wickedness,
zan ko shara'antar da mutane saboda muguntansu,
by giving authority to women,
da wurin ba wa ainihin iko ga mata,
if your conscience has been softened by the Spirit of God, you'll walk out of here with a different understanding of what is evil and what is good. If you don't walk out of here by saying, I was wrong. My conscience has been cleansed. If instead you go, God said that, but he didn't mean it. God said that, but that was the old God. Now we have the new God. The better God. The God that looks like me as I made him in my image. If your evil conscience is not changed, then you don't know the living way. Because Jesus Christ, he does this to his people.
Yana aikata wannan ma mutanansa.
The word of God,
kalmar Allah kuwa,
is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Tana da kaifi fiye da takuba mai baki biyu.
It discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Tana rarraba tsakanin riyar zuciya da tunanin mutum.
If you walk out of here,
idan ka fito daga nan,
and go, yeah, I heard that.
Ka ce, ah, na ji.
The worst one's going to have women preach. We're still going to have women speak. We're still going to give women authority. Then do not think that Christ has cleansed your conscience. And the promise is, he cleanses the conscience of everyone he brings to the Father. Because that's what he does as the living way. It is not by our strength. It is not by our power that we walk the narrow way. It is by the power of God. But He promises. He gives that power to those who trust in Him. That's what it means to be the living way. Is when His people are walking off the narrow way. He scourges them. He beats them. So they have strength. So they get back on the narrow way. Because He is the living way. And for Him to be the living way, He had to die. Because a sacrifice was needed for our sins. We couldn't just be reconciled to the Father without dealing with sin. First John 2:1-4. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins. He had to be the sacrifice that was made so that our sins could be forgiven. A sacrifice needed to be made to reconcile the Holy of Holies with the holy place. You know, when Jesus Christ returns back, the world will be judged by fire. And then what happens? Do you know? Do we dwell in heaven forever? No. The first judgment of the whole world was by water. And when God caused the rain to fall for 40 days, and Noah and the ark was saved, when the water receded a year later, was the word gone? Otherwise there wouldn't be a world here. The world was remade. When Christ was remade with water. When Christ returns, all of creation will be remade. When He judges it with fire, and the world will be joined with the heavens, and it will be the new heaven and the new world. There's the Holy of Holies. There's the holy place. God makes the two one. That's what Jesus Christ came to do. Which is why His sacrifice was not just for us. He himself is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Man wants to be so egotistical that we want to think everything Christ did was about us. Christ didn't come for us. Christ came to reconcile the world with the Father. He was the propitiation for the elect. He paid for our sins. But not just our sins. His propitiation turns sin from the whole creation. Everybody knows John 3:16. But do you understand what it means? For God so loved the world. What did Jesus Christ come for? What is he the way to the Father for? People want to read the second part. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you understand what the verse is actually saying, though? Jesus Christ came because God the Father so loves creation. He so loves everything that he made. He had to fix the problem of sin. So he wouldn't be separated from his creation. So he sent his only begotten Son. So that there would be people who believe. And then through the people that believe, the knowledge of the glory of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sky. That's what Jesus Christ came to. He came to defeat the enemies of God so he can come to remove death. Don't make God small. Don't make the sacrifice of Christ small. And say his sacrifice is not for the whole world. His sacrifice is not just for those who believe. It is for the whole world. Somebody might hear that. And go, you're saying everybody will be saved. No, I'm saying the trees will be saved. All death will be removed. There'll be no poverty. There'll be no suffering. There'll be no deformed animals. All the things that sin has done in the world. Christ came to fix them. But understand what he does. Not to the dogs. Because they can't believe. Not to trees. Because they do believe in the way they can believe. Romans 8 says the whole creation is groaning together. Waiting for the revelation of the sons of God. All of creation is groaning, waiting for God to remove all the sin and remake it in holiness. But when he does that, it says in Matthew 13, verse 41, then when he does that, the Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom. And his kingdom is the whole world. They will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness. Those, let me tell you what practicing lawlessness is. The Bible says, women stay silent in church. You go, but they have good things to say. That's lawlessness. Lawlessness is saying you don't care what God commands. That is the sin that everyone who goes to hell goes to hell for. Not the detail, but the rejection of God as the one who can tell you what to do. All those who practice lawlessness. All those who say, I don't care what God says. They all go to hell. To burn for eternity. Where the worm does not die. And the fire does not consume. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to be the propitiation for the world. So he's the way. He's also the truth. John 8.
A cikin Yahaya sura 8
42 through
45.
Jesus said to them,
Yesu ko sai yace musu,
if God were your father,
idan ko Allah ne uwanku,
you would love me.
Za ku kaunce ni.
And came, for I proceeded forth from God.
Saboda ko na ka wannan ne daga gun Ubangiji.
Nor have I come of myself, But he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Satan is the opposite of Christ. Jesus Christ is the truth.
Yes, Almasihu shine gaskiya.
Let me give you an example of being a liar.
Bari ku ba ku alamun zamanto makaryaci.
How Satan is a liar.
Yadda ko shedan makaryaci ne.
Because he says he will be victorious.
Domin ko yace zai zamo da nasara.
And at the same time,
lokacin,
he knows the day has been appointed for his judgment. He is a liar to himself. When he rebelled against God, he knew he could never win. He is not God. He's a creature. Satan's far closer to you and me than he is to God. Because God is not a creature. We are creatures. Satan is a creature. So as a creature, he knows he will never succeed against the Creator. But yet in the wilderness, when Christ fasts for 40 days, Satan, who knows he can never win, thinks he can win. He's a liar. Compare that to Christ. Everything Christ said was true. Jesus Christ came to destroy falsehood.
Yes, Almasihu ya zo ne domin ya hallakar da ruɗani.
Because lies are of the resources of the devil.
Saboda ƙarya ko ainihin ayyukan magabci ne.
And he came to destroy the works of the devil.
Ayyukan shaitan.
It's a big deal.
Wannan babban matsala ce.
When you accept lying in your church, churches, synagogues of Satan,
zamanto ainihin gidan shaitan,
have liars in them.
Zaka samu makaryata a ciki.
Congregations of the people of God,
ainihin ku taron masu bi,
do not.
Karku.
You do the works of your Father. Christ is true, which means Christians must walk in the way of truth. If you think you can be a liar and worship Jesus Christ, God says, whenever anybody lies, whenever anyone lies, for any reason, maybe they think something good will come out of it. I'll lie to my wife. That will be an encouragement to her. Oh, you look so beautiful today. No, she's having a bad day. So I'll lie to her, and this will help encourage her.
That
is the word of Satan. It's not the motives that make it right or wrong.
Ba ko ainihin wanda suke mai da mai kyau da mummuna kawai ba.
All lying is wrong.
Dukkan kokariya tana da muni.
Every single lie.
Kowanne ainihin ƙarya guda.
Comes from Satan.
Tana zuwa ne daga Shaitan.
Regardless of how you might think you're doing a good thing.
Ko da ta yaya kake ganin me kake aikatawa.
It is satanic.
Wannan ko aikin Shaitan ne.
Isaiah writes,
shi ko Isaiah rubuta yace,
when we're quoting God,
yana magana ne akan Allah.
Whenever you lie,
duk lokacin da kai ƙarya,
it is because you have forgotten,
saboda ko ka manta ne,
that I am God,
cewa kun manta cewa ni ne Allah.
If you believe in God,
idan kuka gaskata ga Allah,
if you trust that He is in control of all things, if you believe that in Him you live and move and have your being, then the only way you can lie, the only way that you can rebel against the truth, who is Jesus Christ, is by forgetting God. God is truth. And He's the life. He's the life. He's the way to eternal life. John 11:25. Jesus said to him, I am the resurrection and the life. Who believes in me, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Death came into the world because of the words of Satan, because of the sin of
Adam,
and Jesus Christ
Jesus
is going to make the world eternal again. Everything that we see around us is a picture of death and decay. You sweep the floor.
And it gets
filthy right away. You paint a door. And the paint starts to peel immediately. Everything is about decay. Everything is about temporal things. Jesus Christ came to make everything eternal. Even those who offend him, even those who practice lawlessness, they become eternal. In hell for eternity. They will suffer for their sins. Jesus Christ is the life. He is the life. He causes everything to have eternal life. Even those that have eternal death.
1 Corinthians 15:32.
If in the matter of man, I have fought with the beast at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat, drink, for tomorrow we die. The resurrection is why you should serve God.
Shine dalilin da yasa za ku bauta wa Allah.
If you don't believe in eternal life,
idan ku ba ku gaskata da rai madawwami ba,
if you don't understand that's what God bought for you,
idan ku ba ku fahimci cewa shine Allah ya tsara muku ba, physical
resurrection in perfect holiness, so you can be in the presence of God the Father, in the presence of God the Son, for all eternity. Then Paul says, you might as well go get drunk. None of Christianity has any value unless the value is that you receive eternal life. We've had some interesting adventures together. We've been in the midst of riots. We drove from Jos to Kaduna in the middle of the night. We've driven around Gombe. We were near Miango 3 weeks after 200 odd people were killed. The first time I came, somebody was killed about a mile away from us. If I didn't trust in eternal life, I wouldn't be here. But if God chooses to kill me, so what? I go to be with Christ. Unless you trust in eternal life, you cannot have the ministry God wants you to have. Trusting in eternal life is the source of boldness. It's how a pastor goes, well, my denomination teaches this. I'll use the example we've been using all morning or all day. My denomination says I must ordain women. Eternal life. Trusting in Christ for eternal life is how you go, no, I must obey God and not man. It's how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could stand before Nebuchadnezzar. And he said, bow before my statue. And they said, no. You can throw us into the furnace. God might save us. God might not. But we trust in God. That's how you can say that. Because you know, if God ends this life, you have a promise of a better life. Because of trust and belief in Jesus Christ is believing that He is the life. That's how you can be bold. That's how Paul could look at the people that were plotting to kill him in Ephesus. That's how Paul could get stoned so that they were sure he was dead and stand up and walk back into the same exact Because his hope was not in this life. His trust was not in this life. His trust was in Christ. And because his trust was in Christ, if God took this life, so what?
Say me.
He has a better life. In Hebrews 11, he gives the list of all these people. Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Sarah, goes on. In all of them, could have the boldness to do what they did, because they had one belief. They desired a better country. That is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, because for He has prepared a city for them. They were all saved because they believed in eternal life. And so they could overthrow kingdoms. They could be sawn in two. They could have all those things happen. Verse 37, they were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. And the reason they could do that is their hope wasn't in this world. Their hope was in Christ. Because Christ is the life. Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the life.